dead guy standing next to my locker. Kayla was talking nonstop in her usual K-babble, and she didn't even notice him. At first. Actually, now that I think about it, no one else noticed him until he spoke, which is, tragically, more evidence of my freakish inability to fit in.
No, but Zoe, I swear to God, Heath didn't get that drunk after the game. You really shouldn't be so hard on him.
Yeah, I said absently. Sure. Then I coughed. Again, I felt like crap. I must be coming down with what Mr. Wise, my more than slightly insane AP biology teacher, called the teenage plague. If I died, would it get me out of my geometry test tomorrow? One could only hope.
Zoe, please. Are you even listening? I think he only had like four, I don't know, maybe six beers, and maybe like three shots. But that's totally beside the point. He probably wouldn't even have had hardly any if your stupid parents hadn't made you go home right after the game.
We shared a long-suffering look, in total agreement about the latest injustice committed against me by my mom and the step-loser she'd married three really long years ago. Then, after barely half a breath break, Kay was back with the babbling.
Plus, he was celebrating. I mean, we beat Union!
Kay shook my shoulder and put her face close to mine.
Hello, your boyfriend.
My almost boyfriend, I corrected her, trying my best not to cough on her.
Whatever. Heath is our quarterback, so of course he's going to celebrate. It's been like a million years since Broken Arrow beat Union.
16. I'm crappy at math, but Kay's math impairment makes me look like a genius.
Again, whatever. The point is, he was happy. You should give the boy a break.
The point is that he was wasted for like the fifth time this week. I'm sorry, but I don't want to go out with a guy whose main focus in life has changed from trying to play college football to trying to chug a six-pack without puking. Not to mention the fact that he's going to get fat from all that beer.
I had to pause to cough. I was feeling a little dizzy and forced myself to take slow, deep breaths when the coughing fit was over.
Not that Kay Babble noticed.
Ew, Heath, fat, not a visual I want.
I managed to ignore another urge to cough.
And kissing him is like sucking on alcohol-soaked feet.
Kay scrunched up her face.
Okay, sick. Too bad he's so hot.
I rolled my eyes, not bothering to try to hide my annoyance at her typical shallowness.
You're so grumpy when you're sick. Anyway, you have no idea how lost puppy-like Heath looked after you ignored him at lunch. He couldn't even...
Then I saw him. The dead guy. Okay, I realized pretty quick that he wasn't technically dead. He was undead. Or unhuman. Whatever. Scientists said one thing, people said another. But the end result was the same. There was no mistaking what he was. And even if I hadn't felt the power and darkness that radiated from him, there was no freaking way I could miss his mark. The sapphire blue crescent moon on his forehead and the additional tattooing of entwining knotwork that framed his equally blue eyes. He was a vampire. And worse, he was a tracker.
Well, crap. He was standing by my locker. Zoe, you're so not listening to me.
Then the vampire spoke, and his ceremonial words slicked across the space between us, dangerous and seductive, like blood mixed with melted chocolate.
Zoe Montgomery, night has chosen thee. Thy death will be thy birth. Night calls to thee. Hearken to her sweet voice. Your destiny awaits you at the House of Night.
He lifted one long, white finger and pointed it at me. As my forehead exploded in pain, Kayla opened her mouth and screamed. When the bright splotches finally cleared from my eyes, I looked up to see Kay's color.